Class number 3, let's all set our intentions for really unleashing the magician to an even bigger degree. We decided that we want to inspire you today, empower you, and leave you feeling like, woohoo! So does that sound good?
Sounds good to me.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. They're all on board.
What's magic's been unfolding for everyone since our last class?
Even if you feel like your magic is small, if your magic is magic, it feels good to you, then it's big.
My magic has been a little bit of reverse magic this week. I've been totally releasing so many things that I didn't even realize were still in my aura and my physical cells. As a result of it, I feel really good about my body this week, and I've enrolled in a belly dancing class with all of us.
Oh, I love it. Ooh.
They were big successes for me. There were lots of things that I didn't realize that I was still holding grudges, so I needed to do a lot of forgiveness this week in order to unleash my magic.
Oh, good. I did the same thing. This is Tina. Awesome.
And this is Bridget. I did too. There's no accidents about the forgiveness that's coming up yet.
Yeah.
God. Who's next? What have you been creating?
I just want to say quick that I've been really good having some flow with my business, just in terms of getting the things done that I want to get done. And also I had a very good coincidence with a great living situation, opportunity arose, just kind of fell into my lap. So that was a great, great coincidence.
No coincidences here,
Definitely in a magician magic hooking and lining you up.
Awesome.
Good stuff.
Interesting stuff. Definitely releasing a lot of old stuff. And it's amazing when you're aware how people can just push that button instantly. But then it's, excuse me, I have a meeting. I've got to go. And then go and pull your toolbox out and change that energy. So that's been really coming forward in front of me all week. And the other neat little thing was I was going to a meeting, and it's a business that I've been in a year. And, you know, I wonder, is this the business for me? Is this really where my heart is? So I haven't been doing much all winter, so I had a meeting again last week. So I went to the meeting. On the way there, I turned the radio off, which I never do, and I just, you know, said my little word and connected to my angels and asked them to come down and just be with me and just to show me a sign that when I'm there, is this feeling right? Is this the right place? Is this the right business? So I just had a bit of silence. Then I turned the radio back on, and my number one favorite song from Billy Joel came on. I love you just the way you are. And I just sang that. And then, of course, when I got to the meeting, just people that I've met through the year had been there, and just hugs and love and so much excitement, and not, gee, what have you been doing all winter? But it was just really loving greeting, and it's like, yes, thank you very much. So the signs are there, definitely, if you want to pay attention to the positive stuff.
That's fantastic, and fantastic noticing, you know, when your buttons get pushed and being able to not go into react, but go into your toolbox instead.
The other thing that was really good, too, that you did was making a decision, like asking for evidence so you can make a decision about this is the right place for me to be in. Because as any of you know, the most painful place to be is not deciding about something and being on the fence or thinking, I'm doing something, but I should really get out. This isn't working. Because when you're on the fence, it won't work, and you won't, it'll just feel like you're being pulled back and forth, and you won't create anything good. Even if you choose to get out of something that could potentially be good for you, if you're not lined up with it and you haven't really made a solid choice, you're not going to create anything wonderful. So always making decisions, knowing that you can't make a wrong decision, and there's no opportunity that will ever pass you by, especially when you're looking for clients or you know, other people. You can't miss an opportunity. There's an abundance waiting, you know, in the sidelines for you. So make a decision and then just get behind it either way. Otherwise, it's a hard road. It really is a struggle.
When you do make that realization that, oh, this person is pushing my button, however, I need to get this finished. Like, my husband and I are building a house right now, so we had to go over the quote, and so I'm in a happy place, but he still is in the other place. It's like, okay, leave the room, go set, recenter and come back again, and just baby step, and be okay with where the process is and that we're going to have fun with this. It will come about. He just needs to move through this old energy and just being gentle with yourself.
Yes.
And I just want to add something, the most important thing for all of us, no matter what's going on with anyone out there, the most important thing is that we remain connected. So that means keeping connected to our source, our inner magician, which keeps us in a high vibration of love. And from that place, often if you can stay there, you'll notice that that vibration will start raising up. So you just keep, the most important thing is to stay connected to your connection.
Well, gosh, I'm already so inspired. Chat about a new space, that's what I'm actually, I'm wanting to find a new home and a place of my own. I know we got really clear on that over the weekend, and I'm already inspired, and actually Bridget encouraged me, oh, go look somewhere, you know, and she's got this number for me, and I'm actually seeing that apartment directly after. I'm parked in front of the landlord's house, or actually around the corner.
Ooh, what does it look like?
Well, his house is amazing, but we're going to drive up to the top of Mount Pam. And see this place. Supposedly it's really tiny and rustic, so you can see the bay and the ocean, and it's the first place I'm looking at, and I'm just really excited. And I wrote you all an email, and I'll send it off after, you know, in this afternoon. And I actually wrote about what I'm wanting to create for my new space and some other things as well, but I wanted to put that out to the whole group. I'm just really excited to see how being connected and being clear with what you want can really create. I'm really excited to see that in this opportunity to find a new space, because space at home is so important to me, and I'm just really excited about it. So thank you all.
Cool. Excellent. Who's next? What magic have you been creating?
Solving this inner stuff. Just feel very chill and fabulous. And I gotta tell you, I love, love, love the recording of this class too. I just love having it back at home. I do it like twice a week and go back and do the exercises, and that's amazing.
Okay, good. Anybody else who hasn't checked in?
Yeah.
There's been some really nice magic I created with my family yesterday. I created a perfect day with my dad, which was really, really wonderful. He was visiting from Arizona, and it was really lovely. It was a perfect day. He was on the beach here with me in Venice, just enjoying the weather and just talking and having a beautiful time with my brother and some friends. That was pretty magical. I'd wanted to do that for an awful long time. And the day before, on Sunday, is a special holiday for Greek people. It's Greek Easter. We had another beautiful family gathering that I helped co-create. That was just fantastic. It was so nice to have all my family members. First time I've been with all four cousins in I don't know how many years. I was very grateful to have that day with them. And just some other things, I guess, on an inner level, trying to stay calm in the midst of many, many things going on out here in Venice. So I'm a little bit quiet today.
Glad you showed up, and always know however you show up is absolutely perfect.
Do you have any special requests for us today?
I do. My request and what I really need help, I need to be very strong and objective and really able to release some grief right now. And I just want to be able to release it to the angels and be at peace in my heart.
Okay. Good. Sounds like you're doing some releasing right now.
Yeah, I am.
So I think the most important thing during any kind of grief, whether it's letting go of something, whether it's a job, a client that you really love, partner, a pet, is to remember that you can feel the grief and don't rush through it, but be with it. And at the same time, remember that no matter what you're losing, that the most important part of you is still intact. You yourself can still feel powerful even through the grief, so that you don't lose yourself with the grief. It's like while you're letting go of that, make sure you really stay in your body and just remembering who you are, and that whatever you're feeling the grief around doesn't mean that you're really, really, really losing any part of that most powerful and special you. But you're doing a great job, and I'm glad you're on the call today.
Thank you.
And I just wanted to let everyone know, we're going to be working with Archangel Michael today. So just know that a lot of you have already started with releasing, with letting go. This is all perfectly normal, and you're all perfectly on track. And whenever we create what it is we're wanting, if we're going for some big goals, sometimes we need to have a release, something that we need to release in order to be able to have that. So know that you're perfectly on track to getting your goals.
Bridget, just wanted to say hello.
Hello!
And excited to be here.
What magic's been happening for you?
A lot of what I'm hearing, a lot of releasing actually happening for me, and shifting in goals as well. So enjoying the ride, but laughing because what I thought I wanted maybe isn't exactly what I want. Yeah, so it's kind of funny.
It is amazing how things change like that.
This has been a really special week for me. I was able to connect again and stay connected, and I've had lots of wonderful moments by myself, and I'm also very different with and my family. My voice is so different with my husband thinks, hating things, but I'm not. I'm just so light and full of love, and he thinks that I'm ironic, and I'm not, so it's a bit funny. And I was coming on the call with a little tiny bit of heaviness about my fears, and then before, I was writing something down before the call, and I realized that, yes, I connect, and it's wonderful, but I have never asked for Arya to help me. And the moment I understood that, and that this is another wonderful thing that I have, my feeling and emotion changed completely, and now I can hardly breathe because I'm so full of joy just because this thought came out, and I'm so grateful, so grateful. Thank you.
Oh, that's so good.
Yeah, I got a bit emotional. This is really so deep. I've never felt this before.
Here's the number one thing, in my opinion, when people are looking at creating, is the number one thing, there's two things they actually forget to do is, one, they forget to make the decision that they get to have what they want, so they're not deciding, they're reacting and getting ticked off, and so there's resistance, and two, they forget that they can ask for help, whether it's from, you know, tapping into inner magician, tapping into angels, just tapping into what we call God, source energy, forgetting that there's help. And feeling like we're all alone and we have to figure it out and there's no way out. How's this going to turn out? And forgetting that we're not doing this alone. Not at all. And you can ask for help and you get to be selfish. You're the queen. So it's just remembering that any little tiny particle of an essence of what you want with a goal, too, you can have. Not just, how do I want to feel today? Like when you're going out and you're looking for a new place. You get to be so incredibly picky with what you're choosing. You get to have every single bit of what you're wanting, and it's going to light you up, and if it doesn't light you up, then you've got to say no. You're not going to make anything work. It's just got to light you up, every single part of the place, the landlord, the location, what it looks like on the inside, how it feels. And it's the same with all of you for your clients, and everything's just got to light you up, and if it doesn't, then it's a no. You get to decide all the little pieces.
Thank you.
Okay, Bridget, are you ready to ground us?
Yes. Everyone, if you could stand up, or if you just want to sit, that's fine. Make sure your feet are flat on the floor, preferably bare feet. Taking a nice deep breath in. And now putting all of your attention and awareness on the inside of your feet, fully feeling your feet from the inside. And imagining magnetic strips under there that are just anchoring you down to the earth. Allow a beautiful golden beam of light that's coming down from the top of your head
going along your spine. Separates out into both legs, running straight down your legs through your feet. And then going straight down to the center of the earth. And again, using your intention, we're asking beautiful Mother Earth to help us stay connected and grounded throughout the day. We ask to be nourished, supported, nurtured, and allowing that connection to deepen. Taking in another beautiful deep breath, and now allowing yourself to fully receive the love of the Mother Earth coming up in a beautiful, vibrant red up through the center of your feet. And then allowing this beautiful red vibrant energy to come up through your legs and then shooting it up and along your spine. And again, this is your emotional highway, your nervous system, so it's cleansing, restoring, replenishing. It's and then it goes up, up, up and out of the top of your head like a beautiful big fountain. Ah, oh, that feels good. And then you're going to imagine like these string just pulling at the top of your head. And you're going to imagine a beautiful beam of light, golden light going up, and you're connecting to the sun. And allowing the radiant, energizing, yellow energy of the sun to come down through the top of your head, through your crown chakra. And that's just going down the center of your body, down your legs, and into the center of the earth. And this energy is just going to keep recycling throughout the day. You're fully connected. And so we're just calling back any energy you've scattered out in the universe, calling that back to you right now. Good job, everyone. That's fabulous. And allowing that to just come back down into your body. Ah, beautiful. Today, I'm going to be talking about Archangel Michael. I'm going to be explaining a little bit about who the angels are, and then I'll be taking you through a meditation. Allow yourself to sit back, relax. There's absolutely nothing that you need to do. The angels are about abundance, and the angels totally understand the laws of the universe. The angels correlate to the law of attraction because they teach love, they teach hope, and guided action. They hold a huge space for each and every one of us, and they help to remove any old patterns or mindsets or anything that inhibits us in any way. For example, Archangel Michael, who we will be working with if that resonates and people choose that for the rest of the course, his chief role is to help us remove fear, procrastination, worry, anything that closes our hearts. And these energies of the fear, procrastination, worry, they actually repulse the law of attraction, and it's the law of attraction in reverse. So when all these old energies get released, then more space is created in us, so more love can enter. And really, love is who we are. So if I use any words or anything that don't resonate for you, then please just simply choose something that does. I use the word God. It's the same thing as universe, source. So just know you're in charge and get to replace anything with whatever works for you. So angels are actually messengers for God, and I liken it to his thoughts of love and light. And you can imagine them like God's hands and arms reaching out to embrace you and assist you. Angels are non-denominational, so that means they don't belong to any religion. They love to work with anyone who calls upon them, and they can work with everyone simultaneously, as they do not have bodies, they don't have race or gender, and they're totally egoless. So this means that they never judge us, they never get angry with us, and they're pure love and light. And these many angels, and each angel has a specific energy for their purpose. And when we work with the angels, it's important for us not to project our stories or our egos onto the angels, and to also remember that we have the law of free will. So the angels can't help us unless we ask. So that's a really important point to remember. And for some of you out there, you may not have really know much about angels, or you might be thinking, I'm a bit skeptical about this. I'm here to tell you that that's so okay. Whatever you believe is true for you is perfectly fine. And the angels are saying to me that even just a tiny little amount of, oh, well, maybe they do exist, or a little amount of belief is enough for the angels to come in and assist you. And even if you don't fully believe in them and you ask them, their assistance still works for you. The angels want you to know how much love there is for you and that there's nothing you've ever done that could ever change this. They're asking for you to give them assignments, and they will help you in any way that they can, especially when it leads you to feeling peace. The angels are genius at helping us solve problems, and the reason for this is because they can see the big picture. They know our life's purpose, so they are just experts at helping us with that. They're also experts with helping us detoxify our body, helping us to make healthy food choices, and these changes will always be very gentle. And it's like if you imagine a piano, when it's kept in tune and harmony, then you'll be more in tune with the angels and life. So these four steps to working with the angels, and you don't have to remember them all right now, you can go back and listen to the call. But the first thing is you need to ask because of free will. So the first step is to ask, and you might be like, well, I keep forgetting to ask. So what you can do is just say, hey, angels, I give you full permission to come and live with me 24/7, and whenever I need assistance, you've got my permission beforehand. So that's one way you can set it up. The second thing is, like, don't give them a script of how you want the situation resolved, because this puts blinders on you. And, for example, you may say, hey, I need more money, and you immediately think, well, I'm going to get more money by getting a promotion in my current job. But the angels can see your whole life purpose, so they may be able to see, we think you'd be much happier with a different job that will bring you more creativity and more prosperity. And then all of a sudden, you find yourself losing your job. So the next step is part three, and that's pay attention to your divine guidance. So that means listen. So after you've asked, pay attention to any repetitive thoughts, ideas, insights, visions, feelings. You may have a conversation that you overhear on the radio or someone else and you think, oh my God, that's my answer. So pay attention. And then the fourth step is take action. So this is your guided divine action. And this is going back to part two where you don't give them a script. So part of your divine action guidance may be, hey, you get a feeling that you need to call Bob Smith at so-and-so for a new job position, even though no job position's been advertised, and you don't initially follow this guidance because your ego might kick in and say, oh, you're imagining this, and maybe you'd be much better to look for advertised jobs on the internet instead. But your guidance is repetitive. And this time you choose to listen to the guidance instead of to the ego. You call Bob Smith and you get your new job. You're happier, you get better pay and a better working environment. This is how the angels work, guys. It's really magical. So for those of you that are really wanting like an incredible turbocharge to your life and to your manifestations, Archangel Michael is here to work with each and every one of you. And he is, I cannot say enough about Archangel Michael. He's the most powerful archangel of them all. I work extremely closely with him, and he carries a very bright sword of light, and he uses this sword of light to cut away all attachments to fears, procrastinations, worries, and all effects of fear. So he clears all effects of fear throughout time. Michael also gives us backbone, strength, courage, and helps us to move through life changes, and he will be perfect to call on if you need help to staying connected to your inner magician. Michael also loves the earth. He's been with earth since its existence, and Archangel Michael wants you all to know that he's very well aware of each and every one of you personally. He knows exactly what your life purpose is, which for some of you it may be learning more patience, more self-love, more acceptance. And he's also aware of your global life purpose, what you are here to do, your soul's contract. And he knows the very next best step for you to take to accomplish your life purpose. Michael also protects you physically and spiritually from anyone that's not in integrity or from lower vibrations. And Michael's also been known to incarnate for brief moments into human form to rescue people if it is not their time to go. And then, of course, he changes back into his just love and light energy. So we're going to take you on a short meditation to meet Michael. And it's going to be a little fear-releasing meditation. So allow yourself to get even more comfortable, taking some more deep breaths. We call upon Archangel Michael now to be with us. You may start feeling warm or seeing colors, and Michael is a vivid blue bordering on royal purple and gold. These are very high colors of spiritual energy. You may feel pressure changes, and this is very real and very safe, and know that you deserve this help. Let's go ahead and work with Michael at a very deep level below your subconscious mind. Today is a very special day as you make a declaration, a deep commitment to yourself that you are forever done with finding fault with yourself and others. Choose to no longer sit in any excuses or go searching for any old childhood wounds, fears, or old beliefs. Michael is here telling you that there is nothing that is blocking you. There is nothing that is holding you back, and that you are a glorious child of the universe, and you are part of the divine God force. And Michael is here to remind you of this truth. Take another beautiful deep breath in. And Michael is now helping you to dissolve all old illusions, all old fears, any stale procrastination, any toxins, any blocks that you imagine you have. Simply choosing to hand them over and release them now. And taking some very deep cleansing breaths as Michael works with you. The deeper you breathe, the more he can help you release. All of these old stagnant energies are now being dissolved with love, and old attachments, cords, old roots, webs, threads are now being cut with his sword. And in this moment, you are totally free. It is now time to remember who you really are and to claim your natural divine inheritance, your birthright of power and love. Michael is asking you to focus on this truth, allowing this power and love to sit as a flame in your heart. And you allow this flame from your heart to get bigger and bigger throughout your body, this flame of power and love. And now you gently start releasing it out of your body, sending it out into the universe. Now affirm for yourself, I am courageous. I focus clearly on my life purpose.
I now have the courage to receive, and I open my arms to receiving all of the love and abundance of the universe. I know who I am, a powerful, creative, loving, and magically supplied being. Continue taking some nice deep breaths. And then just find yourself coming fully back into your body. Back into the room. Back into your seat. You might just start wiggling your toes or your feet when you're ready. And coming back fully present to the call. So I'd love to hear what's different for people after this meeting with Mike. What did they notice?
I noticed that I'm just really at peace.
I had a very strong physical reaction. When you were talking about cleansing and letting go of things, I actually started retching. I actually throw up a little bit letting something go.
Sometimes with Michael, like your body might shake or you might have that physical reaction. No, it's all perfectly safe. It's perfectly normal. It's your body throwing off the toxins, the old energies. It's releasing and it's letting go. Good job.
I really feel it very physically as well. I felt a lot of pain move through me, and I just felt it. At the end, I felt intense pain, but at the end and now, I feel very peaceful. Very nice. Very calm. Thank you, Bridget.
Anybody else want to say anything before we move on?
It was really beautiful and very peaceful. But I just wanted a little clarity, if maybe Bridget has it or from Archangel Michael, some form on, there's an energy that stays around my solar plexus. Sometimes I read it as excitement. I don't know how to explain it. It's an energy. And I just want clarity on what that is.
Does it feel good?
Well, see, that's just it, and that's probably a clue. It depends on my perspective on it. Sometimes I look at it and I'm like, oh, it's excitement. But then I can also flip to, okay, I'm getting anxious. So
now you get to choose in any moment how you want to feel. And if there's something there that you're simply not liking, you can choose to release it.
Yeah.
If there's still something that's holding on after this releasement exercise, and it shows that either one, you don't want to let it go, or it's serving you in some way, you could have a look there and just think, is this serving me in some way? And if it's not, you can simply choose to let it go, and it will be done in a second. As soon as you make the decision, it's done.
This is what usually happens, right? We get inspiration, or we'll be having conversation with inner guidance. Thought appears that feels good. You know, something we either desire, ooh, I'd like that, or wouldn't it be cool if, or you get the inspired desire, and you're like, oh my gosh, yes. And then after our brain gets in the way, we start looking back into our past, or we look at what could happen that might be negative around it. So if you feel excitement in your solar plexus, and then it's somewhere it might turn into anxiety, is to look at what was feeling exciting.
Mm-hmm.
And to look at what are the pieces that might bring on the stress, what am I doubting might happen, or what am I, you know, projecting out into my future that it could mean. Would it mean that I won't be able to handle this fabulous thing? I'm going to have some sort of trade-off in the process. Just write down any pieces that might feel stressful for you. Even if you're making them up and you know that you're making it up and it's not true, just write them down anyway. And then write down, well, if you could make that aspect of it be any way you wanted, what would that be? So that we remember that we are the creators. Something is not going to project itself into our world. We are always attracting based on how we're feeling. So, you know, you get to choose.
Thank you.
And we don't ever have to protect or be scared of anything. Anybody else?
I know, everyone's all clear. That was so powerful for me, too. Like, ooh. There's some things on fear. So when you choose to release fear, it feels like a good house cleaning. It's wonderful, it's sparkly, it's
spacious. And again, you're in tune with your vibration of unconditional love, which is who you truly are. And also, when you release and let go, it creates enormous space for your desires to manifest. And one thing, too, with the fear, it's often not the fear that stops us, but the hiding of the fear that stops us. So as Gina was saying, by just simply naming it, writing it down, that's enough to take the air out of the balloon. And then you look at it and you're like, oh, that's right. That's just my ego, my mind making up stories. That's not real. What is it I want? I know I can have what I want. And you connect in again to your inner magician. And so Michael is just absolutely amazing for helping us to release fear and staying on track. And he helps me a lot throughout the day, too. And I find if fear or things hit me, it only lasts for a few seconds, maybe 5, 6. And I'm like, oh, okay. And I notice it. And then I either just let it go myself or I ask for help from Michael. So know that if this is something that resonates for you, it's another tool in your tool belt and a very powerful one. So anything hits during the day that's not your liking, you just simply ask Michael to come and help you shift it and let it go. And the reason he can come in and let it go is because it's not real. It's something that our minds have made up. Fears or stresses are normally things that are made up from the past. We go back to the past or we jump forward into the future, and then our mind will catch on and start creating stories from that. So know that when you're grounded, you're perfectly in the moment. You're in your power. You're in your source center. So these are all threads that we're weaving for you to help you create a super powerful, loving, and magnetic you. So by doing your grounding, taking you 10 minutes to connect to your inner guidance, you know, to your inner magician each day, these are all parts of the threads that are getting woven together. We sent out some of Michael's cards, Owning Your Magnificence. These were inspired by Archangel Michael. They are part of his color ray that he works on. And on the front are affirmations, and then on the back are coaching questions. So you can look at them and ask yourself the questions and the steps and go through them. So I recommend that you work with them during the week in any way that inspires you and that is fun. I design them to hang them in the shower, so like when you get up in the morning, it just helps. It's another tool to help you set the day and before your mind kicks in, and to really look at, okay, oh yeah, I might be making something up there, and then you can easily just let it go. And the more we use these tool sets, the more powerful they get, because with the neural pathways in our brain, it starts to help create new ones. So it's very easy when we have the new thought for the little neurons just go do straight down the pathway to our brain. But it's a practice, so keep it fun. You can use it as a bookmark, you can hang it on your computer, in your car, whatever works for you. So the main thing is keeping it fun, keeping it light. And what you felt today with the meditation, know that whenever you connect in too with the cards, Michael's also, it's just giving you an additional boost to help you on your path. Does anyone have any questions about them?
Yeah, I got my cards. I love them. And I just love the whole shower idea. I might stick her up there. I think it's the coolest thing.
Yeah, it's just great because water is very cleansing too. So it's just like, you can just wash it all away in seconds. I like moving really quick. You know, I like things to just be quick, fast, and easy. And I'm like, okay, what's something quick, fast, and easy? And that's why I love working with Michael, because he just helps remove any blocks, obstacles instantly. Another thing about fear, when you release it, then there's so much more love that's available for you. And this is your natural state of being, and it's not something you talk yourself into. It's just naturally who you are. And I know some of you on the call, you're feeling overwhelming feelings of love, and this is who you really are. And you're getting to fully meet yourself and to meet your soul. So just know that self-love, know that when love is present, then there is no fear, because you can only have one thought at one time. And also know that love is 1,000 times stronger than fear, so it can undo fear in seconds. And there's another daily practice that I wanted to introduce to you guys, and it's super simple and it's super easy. And if you guys just want to follow along with me, it's just gently rubbing your hands together. And this is just opening up your hand chakras. It's creating some energy there. And then you just gently place one hand on your heart and one hand down on your stomach. And if you choose to, you can look in the mirror or you can just say it out loud. And the most important part with this is to really feel it, to feel this feeling of love. And you're going to say your name out loud, so it will be like, I love Bridget.
and look at yourself in the mirror, and you can be saying, I love Bridget, and you'll insert your own name in there, or you can say, I love Bridget, that's good. And, or you can say things like, I love and adore myself, and if you want to be feeling it, feeling that love energy just circulating out through your body, and then sending it out, radiating it out into the universe, and you can send your desires out with it. So I know you've all got things that you're wanting to create on this course. You can just play with the one that feels the most fun to you and the easiest, and you can just imagine that energy just filling up with your love energy. As you say, I love Bridget, put some feeling and some emotion into it. You can sing it to yourself. You can do it whatever works for you. And then just radiating this love out into the universe and putting one of your most favorite desires in there and just sending it out. This is a part of the thread. So we've got the grounding, we've got the self-love, and we've got the 10 minutes a day of connecting into your inner magician. Are there any questions?
Yes, I do have a question. I have a headache now, and I feel really exhausted.
Okay. You could call an Archangel Michael right now and ask him, please help release any more resistances or any more things that are coming up, and just simply letting them go. And sometimes resistances just come up and hit, and that's okay. Just stuff clearing and moving out. We're doing a major release and clearing this week. Do you have anything to add, Gina?
You know, just about releasing, I noticed that, especially if you already know Law of Attraction, we tend to still work at it pretty hard. Well, if I just get the correct focus, if I just, you know, intend for the in the perfect way, if I can just visualize it this way, even the fun stuff becomes work. So what I've been doing, and I'm definitely a kind of default into control for me personally, and that creates tension because I'm noticing I'm not getting what I'm wanting, and so my constant reminder to myself is just relax. Just don't even focus on anything, Gina. Just release your resistance. Just put your shoulders down, take a nice deep breath in, and don't even focus so hard. Just know that all is well right now. In fact, I just was reading one of the quotes from Abraham Hicks and thought, ooh, I'm stealing that. I am going to have my assistant continue to send that to me on a daily basis. I'm going to stop fixing and start enjoying, because I have a tendency to want to try to control things into their perfectness rather than just letting things be perfect right now. So that's a long-winded answer to just keep focusing on releasing resistance. Even if you don't know what the resistance is, you know the feeling of it.
Mm.
And this goes back to what we were talking about. You know, when you feel that tension in your solar plexus, set your intention right in. I'm going to soften. I'm going to focus right now on softening that energy. I don't need to figure out what it is. I can just breathe into it. And it will soften, and you will feel a release. Even if you still feel a little something there, just continue to let go of whatever the resistance is and just surrender into whatever is happening right now is okay. Even if it's grief and it's overwhelming, that's okay too.
Yeah, I had some neck pain for like 4 weeks. It was very intense, and it felt like I was in a vice grip. And I'm like, okay, Gina, help, what can I do? And she's like, just keep intending that it's releasing and setting your intention for how you want it to feel and stop noticing every time that, you know, you're in pain. And I'm like, okay, I can do this. And it took a little while, but each day I could feel more and more release. And then at night when I'd go to bed, I'd just set the intention for my body to relax and release, and I want to feel really good when I wake up. And I noticed each day it was getting less and less and less, and I would stop putting so much focus on it. And my mind wanted to go and figure it out, think, oh, what is this? Is it an old belief, or is it something in the way? And I just thought, no, I just know it's kind of release, and I don't need to know what it is. And if it's really that important, then it will come to me. And it was very freeing to just be able to set that intention and to let it go. No, you don't need to figure it out or know what it is. It really doesn't matter. And the most important thing is just refocusing your intention on what you want and how you want to feel.
Okay. Does anybody else have a question or need something?
I'm often racked with indecision. You know, there's something that I'm trying to decide about, and I'll convince myself one way, and then I start worrying about, well, maybe that's not the right decision, and I go the other way. And I wonder if either of you have any input for how to better approach it.
What do you think stops you from making a decision?
Probably fear that I'd be making the wrong decision and that that making that decision would hurt me down the road.
Okay. That's an easy one. So it would just be about making a decision, and you make the decision right. So after you make the decision, you close the door. No more second guessing. So let's say you have three choices in front of you. The choice that lights you up, they all sort of have their trade-offs. Don't make a decision now, trusting that if this isn't the perfect decision because it doesn't feel right. And most of the time we box ourselves in the corner thinking, I have to make a decision, and is there really a timeline? And sometimes there will be, but sometimes we're trying to force ourselves into something when the right choice hasn't revealed itself. So that's one thing. If none of them feel quite right, you can always back off. And then if you know that, ooh, this one could work or this one could work, but I'm scared, choose the one that feels best, knowing you can always choose something else, even in the middle of it. You can always back out of anything. You are never stuck. Even if there's a contract involved, you're never stuck. There's always a way out. It's important because by you not choosing, you're actually already in struggle and in pain. So it's funny because you're afraid to make a decision because that you're fearing something bad will happen, but the pain and suffering of not making a decision is already here. So it's like make a decision and line up with it, even if it's temporary. Like I was just talking to a gal this morning who made a decision to leave her husband and move in with somebody new, and she hasn't even really had time to date with someone new, yet she's moved in, and then all of a sudden it's overwhelming. So she kept thinking, should I get my own place? Should I not? And her decision was, just for the month, I'm going to stay here at least through May. That's my decision for right now. Then when at the end of that month, I will make another decision. You know, we might force ourselves, we got to be committed. You don't have to be committed. The choice that felt best for her is, let me try this for a month, and then I will see where I'm at in a month. At least she got off the roller coaster of, I don't know, should I move out? Should I stay? Oh, I don't know if this is going to work. Because all we're doing right then, right, is mentally masturbating. We're going over the same thing over and over and over. But the bummer is there's no orgasm from that part. Very painful. That's what I referred to earlier, right? Sitting on the fence is the most painful place. Butt blisters abound. You know, get off the fence, choose something. Even if it feels like you're making it too fast and it's rational and what will people think and I haven't done any research and I haven't thought out all the possibilities, so what? Make a choice and make it right.
Okay.
It takes a lot of practice, and you'll start seeing that you can trust yourself, because that's what this really is about. If none of the choices feel right, sometimes it's not that you're procrastinating. None of them sound juicy enough for you to bite. So that's an indicator from your inner magician. Don't choose any of those. You know, I'm going to go back to again. She's going to be looking at houses. Let's say she looks at five, and none of them feel quite right, but this one seems like the best. Don't stop looking. Keep looking. Because the perfect one will reveal itself. If the desire is there, you have the ability, so you might as well wait for the perfect thing.
Can I just tell a quick story on that point?
Sure.
I've always had this knack for finding the right apartment. Twice in the last 15 years, I rented an apartment in London and one in San Francisco. And both times, I was out literally walking around or driving around and literally following my instinct to find it. And one had a sign in the window, and one was posted, you know, at an estate manager's place. I went to look at them, walked into each place, and the one in London was funny because I walked into the vestibule, the very front of the apartment, and I immediately called my husband on the mobile, and I said, I found the place. And the estate agent's like, you haven't even looked at the flat. And I said, no, this is the place I'm going to live in. And it was the same way in San Francisco. Both of those places, at the different times, people already had put in applications and were being accepted. And I said to my husband in both instances, one 10 years before and one 10 years later, that, no, we're going to live in that space. So whatever's going to happen is going to happen. And these people are going to go away. And that's exactly how it worked out. You know, the whole idea of following what feels right and it lights up for you is so true.
And it can be scary, too, because it'll seem illogical.
Yes.
And you'll feel like, oh, gosh, if people knew how I was making this choice, they would say I was insane.
Like that estate agent. She just looked at me like I was the most insane person possible.
Yes. And it's okay. You are not alone if you are being insane, because we're all a little crazy, too.
Yeah.
All right. Bridget, is there anything else you want to say before we close?
keep your intentions on what you want, and that incorporating the little exercises into your daily routine.
Just keep manifesting more magic, see how good you can feel. And even for those of you who are feeling a little bit of chaos and things are disruptive because you're releasing, know that you can still be having pockets of magic and experiencing wonderful things even when it feels really icky and you're in chaos and you might be on the fence. But just know that you can keep reaching for great experiences even in the midst of chaos.
Mm-hmm.
All right, ladies, have a fabulous time creating.
Yes, happy birthday, everyone.